EU foreign ministers have, in a statement, called for the full implementation of the nuclear deal between Iran and the P5+1 countries. They've also urged the U.S. to remain committed to the agreements.
The European Union is committed to the continued, full and effective implementation of all parts of the JCPOA. The European Union underlines that the lifting of nuclear-related sanctions has a positive impact on trade and economic relations with Iran, including benefits for the Iranian people. It strengthens cooperation and allows for continuous dialogue with Iran. The European Union considers President Trump's decision not to certify Iran's compliance with the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action as being in the context of an internal U.S. process. The European Union encourages the United States to maintain its commitment to the JCPOA.
The EU foreign policy chief Federica Mogherini read out the announcement after the bloc's top diplomats held a meeting in Luxembourg. Mogherini also rejected Washington's calls for changes to the nuclear deal or a supplement to the document. She also dismissed calls for the EU to restore anti-Iran sanctions removed under the JCPOA.
Introducing further restrictions on Iran. We have lifted all the nuclear-related sanctions as it is foreseen by the agreement. The same have done others, and we will stick to that.
Mogherini also noted that she will be visiting Washington next month to defend the nuclear deal before the U.S. Congress. The Luxembourg meeting adds to a growing chorus of international support for the agreement. On Monday, British Prime Minister Theresa May and the French President Emmanuel Macron voiced their firm commitment to the nuclear deal during a phone conversation. The Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov also said the U.S. threat to withdraw from the Iran deal is a source of great concern as it damages the already bad situation in the world. Political commentator Ruzbeh Aliabadi believes the EU, along with Russia and China, adopted a foreign policy which is totally different from that of the U.S.
The EU has shown, at least in recent months, since the election of President Trump, that they are having a divergence of foreign policy appetite. If you look at Mr. Trump's, if you will, doctrine, it's been a withdrawal doctrine. He's been withdrawing from TPP. He's talking about withdrawing from NAFTA. He's talking about withdrawing from the Iran deal and the Paris Climate Agreement. But the Paris Climate Agreement is a very good example where the world does not see eye to eye with President Trump and his administration. So the world is moving forward with it. They're condemning President Trump's action on the climate change. Same thing applies to the nuclear deal. Iran deal is not just a nuclear deal. It's part of the broader Eurasian connectivity. Eurasians are seeing the Iran deal as a prelude to building this, if you will, mega or super continent in terms of connectivity, of economic routes, infrastructure, and better trade. And U.S. is, for that matter, away from this deal. U.S. is taking a more isolationist, if you will, under Mr. Trump, standpoint. So all in all, from a leverage standpoint, U.S. leverage on this issue is, in a way, shrinking.